as a keynote speaker for the ATC Career Fair, what came to mind for you when you got the call to get the chance to speak to the youth and those seeking a career down in Fort McMurray?
You know, our youth is everything to me. And so when I have an opportunity to share and hopefully inspire, you know, of course, I'm always going to be in with that. And so that's the drive of my life, and that's every decision I've ever made has been based around our youth.
With Chief Alan Adam of the Athabasca Chippewa First Nation and president of the ATC, said, and I quote, "As a work and a career for an Indigenous actor and advocacy for Indigenous rights inspire many, which is what you do. I look forward to his keynote address to the youth and job seekers at ATC Career Fair." What does it mean when you hear these words from Chief Alan Adam?
You know, from very inspirational folks and folks that are in our leadership, for them, when I hear them say that, it is very humbling to me, you know, and it gives me that the fuel that I need to continue, you know, and the energy to keep going. And you know, I'm driven by being the change and being the example for our young people. And so to have that opportunity to address the youth, you know, and hopefully inspire them and let them know that we are very capable and we definitely do have the work ethics and the intelligence to accomplish whatever it is that we set out to do.
And what are you hoping for that youth of Wood, Buffalo, and Fort McMurray area can take away from your message that you'll be sending to them at the ATC Career Fair?
I am hoping that it inspires them to lose the fear. I once heard a quote, and the quote says, "Life begins when fear ends." And I wouldn't be where I am right now if I held on to fear of the unknown. But if we look back at our ancestral ways, they were fearless individuals. And we lose that fear at a much faster rate when we are doing it, not just for ourselves, but also for our communities and for the representation of all Indigenous people. And so my hope is that they are inspired and understand the importance of community.
Mo, bring us back to the day that you got the call to become an amazing role within the show, alongside being the right-hand man to Thomas Rainwater in Standing Rock within the television series Yellowstone.
Well, when I got the call, because I was kind of on my way out, I wanted to stay focused on ranching. And I really wanted to dive deeper into it and develop a good program that I could share with my people back home. Not that there's already great programs going, but I was trying to develop a way of how to introduce young people into that business that are unfamiliar with it. And so I wanted to focus on that. But when I got the call, I was quite taken back because I thought, well, is this for real? But it is. And I thought to myself, what a way to end my career in the acting world. And so, you know, to work with Kevin Costner, Gil Birmingham, and so many other talented individuals on the show. And so that was kind of my initial thought was that. But then it led back to a revitalization in the importance of representation in the film industry. And so I thought, man, there needs to be changes there. And so if I can go ahead and do this and then make something happen and rip down doors, not just open them, but rip down doors for our young people, then I'm going to do that and then let them take over and I can get back to what I was, you know, first going to do and what I was thinking. And it brought me into having a good relationship with other Indigenous folks in the industry. I mean, I take Georgina Lightning, for example. She's been in this industry for a long time and a great representative and a hard worker. And she's been ripping down doors for a long time. And so to have the opportunity to team up with her has been a highlight for me as well.
You spoke on opening doors. You even opened up a door for your nephew because he appears as a character within a spinoff series from Yellowstone. Talk about that, and what did that make you feel to see your nephew, your old blood, to see him also have a huge representation and to, you know, continue to knock down those same doors?
You know, it put a huge smile on my face. Of course, that happens anytime that any of our nephews or nieces, regardless if we're from the same tribe or not, because they're all still our children. And so when I got that call that he was going to be on that show, he was inspired. He was inspired. And so I was thankful for that, to be that stepping stone for him. And that's basically all that it is that I want to be in life for our young people, is a stepping stone. Because I always tell them, I always want you to do it 1,000 times better than I could ever imagine in my own life. And so I want them to succeed, and I want them to step into those leadership roles so that I can look forward to sitting back and watching.
And how much impact did you have sitting down with those in charge of Yellowstone to say, this is how we should, display indigenous culture, indigenous language, and the teachings that follow behind it as well?
It's been a delight. It's been a huge delight to work with Taylor Sheridan, because he is very familiar with indigenous cultures and traditions. In fact, he's participated as a helper with a lot of our Lakota ceremonies. And so he's been there and experienced it and witnessed it. And so to have a rider that understands it, not just knows about it, but fully, truly understands it, has been such a breath of fresh air. And so he would ask, what's the limit on this? Where's our boundary for this? So that way we can still keep it protected, but yet give a general idea to the public that don't know about these ways. Where's that boundary at? He goes, you would know more than I would. And so he's always giving me that free rein. And so I'm thankful for Taylor Sheridan and that whole aspect. And, like I said, he knows it, and he's been there. He's experienced it.
What is one thing that you would pass on, a piece of advice to any indigenous actors or actresses that are wanting to follow your footsteps to have those future impacts for many years to come within the film and TV industry?
Never give up. Always believe in yourself, regardless of what you hear or what is said to you. Always believe in yourself, because as long as you believe in yourself, you're always going to be successful. And understand that this path is windy, and it has a lot of steep hills, but it also has some nice downhills. And so that self-belief will carry you a long, long ways. The whole world cannot believe in you at all, but as long as you believe in yourself, it's going to happen. And always be that living prayer. Just don't say a prayer, but live your prayer, and you will always succeed.